Hello, everyone, and welcome to Rhino Knows Sports. I'm your host, The Rhino. I am so happy to get a chance to get to talk to each and every one of you today. I'm so excited to break down more of these sports. You know, I have enjoyed keeping track of all these sports. I've enjoyed kind of getting to know who these teams are, what they mean to all these different sports. And one of the things I love is you guys getting to come up to me later on and sharing like, hey, guess what? I just watched this sport and I decided to go with this team, you know? It's so cool to see all the people coming up and telling me like, wow, Rhino, I found out that I really like this team. But it's time to get into the juiciest of details, which is the NBA playoffs, part three. Yes, it is a part three because we have teams who have lost. So we have moved on to some of the playoff bracket rounds. So we have in the East, we have the Heat lost. So now the Celtics are in the semifinals. They're called the conference semifinals. And then the Cleveland Cavaliers won game 7 against the Magic. So the Cavaliers will be playing the Celtics. Boston currently leads that series 1-0. Then you have the Pacers knocking off the Bucks. The Pacers are in the semifinals. And then the New York Knickerbockers, or the Knicks, are in the conference semifinals. If I had to choose for the conference finals, I think it's going to be the Indiana Pacers versus the Boston Celtics. Those Celtics are really dominant, and they are really crushing teams left and right. So there's a lot to be said about that. But I also feel like the Knicks don't have it yet. They're just missing a few pieces. So I believe that it'll be the Pacers versus the Celtics in the conference finals. Now we're going to move over to the Western Conference. We had the Oklahoma City Thunder. They had won it a long time ago, but they made it. So they're in the conference semifinals. Finally, the Mavericks have knocked off the Los Angeles Clippers. So the Clippers are out, which makes the Mavericks playing the Thunder currently. And now we have the Timberwolves playing the Denver Nuggets. We have those 8 teams that are still in the conference semifinals. This will go on until about May 20th. So it's all about what teams are really tickling your fancy. What teams are really standing out? What teams are really making the strides and making the jumps that you would see and that you would want to see in your team? You know, a lot of people root for teams that they idolize or teams that they kind of reminisce about because it kind of reminds them of a different time. Or it's a team that you just have been following since your grandpappy or your great-great-grandpappy, you know? There's a lot of different teams out there. So, it's all up to you on how you want to choose your fandom. So, you got to think about what is a team that you've enjoyed. A lot of people don't really know who the Oklahoma City Thunder are. They're really good because obviously they're the one seed in the Western Conference. The Oklahoma City Thunder just have a lot of players that people just don't know about yet. They're kind of newer players. Now, the Mavericks have that really famous foreign guy. His name's Luka Doncic. But they also have this guy. He won a ring a few years ago. His name is Kyrie Irving. Those two guys work together, and they make up the majority of the Mavericks' points. So if I had to choose for that one, I think it's going to come down to 7 games. They're on game 1 right now. It's currently halftime. I could see the Mavericks just getting a good three games out of the series. So I could see it going seven games, but it's going to be tough that last game. But I think I'm going to give the nod to the Dallas Mavericks. And Timberwolves and Nuggets is going to be a very tough matchup. Timberwolves and Nuggets is a very tricky matchup if you think about it. Because you have these Timberwolves who are kind of relevant stars. You got this Karl Anthony Towns. Then you have Anthony Edwards. And then you have a few other role guys that are kind of stepping into these roles as basketball players on this team. And then you have your NBA champions from last year, the Denver Nuggets. The Denver Nuggets have that really tall foreign guy, which a lot of people talk about. His name's Nikola Jokic. Jokic is really good at playing basketball. He's really good with his hands. He's got good hand-eye coordination, and he really works on trying to make the best out of his shots. And then you have this other guy that supports Nikola Jokic, which is Jamal Murray. Jamal Murray kind of plays that second fiddle to Jokic. Jokic is mainly the first best, and then Jamal Murray's second best. And then you have Michael Porter Jr., Aaron Gordon. Like, I know a lot of the players from this roster because they were NBA champions and they pretty much returned everybody who was an NBA champion from last year's team. All these guys have been wanting to play together and have been working together and know each other's mannerisms when they cut to the bucket or when they're setting up for three. Each and every one of these guys is going to be fighting for position. The Timberwolves have a very stingy defense, though. I was watching some highlight reels from the first two, for one of the first two games, and wow, Minnesota was just ball hawking. They were trying to steal the ball. They were trying to swipe at it. They're trying to get fouls everywhere. They are ready to knock off the Nuggets. So I see the Timberwolves getting there to play the Mavericks. After that, it's going to be tough to see who gets the championship, but my votes is looking towards Mavericks, and I would like to see the Pacers make it to the championship, but those Celtics are very dominant, and I think it would be the Celtics who make it to the championship. And then my last bold prediction for NBA Playoffs Part 3, I have the Mavericks winning it all. Anyways, thank you all so much for listening to this podcast. I love being able to talk to each and every one of you about it. Each one of you has reached out to me to ask about, like, what team should I pick or what team should I be setting myself up for. And there's no kind of right way to do things. There's just, you got to find the team that you identify with. You got to find a team that you feel comfortable rooting for on a daily basis. Because after a while, I may not like some of these teams that are in it. There may be a team that I actually prefer watching or prefer seeing them play. Each team's going to have like a unique skill set. And that's going to make me more and more interested in what they have to offer. And I'm very excited for what the future holds when it comes to that. Because each one of these guys is a NBA star, which means they have a status that makes them different and unique. And we have to pay attention to that. Because the Thunder could knock off all these teams. The Cavaliers could win against Boston. You never know. That's what's the beauty of NBA. It takes five guys playing their hardest basketball to win a game. And if one player slacks, that could be the difference between losing a game or one player feeling exhausted for the next game and then you lose that game. It's all about winning in the margins. So thank you all so much for listening, and have a good night, everybody. Good night.